We're joined by Steve Shields, head coach of the UALR Trojans. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Trey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well, Coach. Good to have you.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Coach, you tip the season off tonight. North Florida, the Ospreys are in town.
That's exactly right. We've got a tough challenge here at the Jack Stevens Center tonight. Hopefully we'll have a great turnout. With it being Veterans Day, I thought our athletic department did something that's really special today, and they've been promoting it for quite a while, to honor the military and the veterans who sacrificed so much for all our freedom here in the greatest country in the world. We're recognizing and letting military and veterans in free tonight. They get one ticket for themselves with a military ID or some form that shows military service, plus four immediate family members, so you could get a family of five into the game free tonight at the Jack Stevens Center.
Yeah, that is a nice gesture by Chris Peterson and the whole UALR athletic department out there to try and fill up the Jack for a team in North Florida, Coach, that wow, they played Florida very, very tough, and I know you and I talked about it a little bit this morning. Florida missing a lot of players, but your concern is the way North Florida rebounds the basketball.
They're a great rebounding team. They out-rebounded Florida. They're a great offensive rebounding team. They've got an all-league power forward by the name of Travis Wallace. They've got a guard, a 6'8"2 guard, who can really score the basketball a number of different ways. Great shooter, really skilled with the basketball, can score it off the bounce by the name of Beach. So we know our hands are full tonight. They played very well at Florida last Friday, losing 77-69. And no matter how the game goes, I mean, they got down early, you know, with the crowd being involved in the game in Gainesville, and they just kept doing what they do well and got it back to a six-point game at the half. And they're a very good basketball team. Matt Driscoll does an excellent job. Matt was an assistant with Scott Drew at Baylor for 6 years prior to going to North Florida.
Coach, when I'm looking at their probable starting lineups, it's hard to believe that the tallest guy in their probable starting lineup is playing the guard position, 6'8 sophomore Bo Beach.
No, that's right. And I mean, he was 5 of 8 from three-point line against Florida. I mean, obviously, Billy Donovan does a great job at Florida and really were keying on Beach, but he was still able to get, you know, 8 threes up, and he doesn't need much time at all at that size. I mean, coming off ball screens, he can pull up and shoot it with really good range. He can pass the ball extremely well. He's very good off the dribble, so a multiple threat, you know, on the offensive end. And then they've got Wallace inside, who's an all-league guy from a year ago, just a strong, physical 6'6", low-block player who can also step out to 12, 15 feet and score from there as well. So we know we've got to be very, very good tonight. We've got to be able to rebound the ball. And Trey, you know, I've talked to you a little bit about this. I mean, rebounding is heart and effort and a mentality. And we've got to get better at that. We haven't been a good rebounding team to this point. That's something we've got to be mindful of and get better at quickly.
Coach, yeah, I agree with you. Some of the best rebounders, they're not always the tallest, the most athletic, but they're the guys that want it the most. And it's always exciting starting a new year. What are you looking forward to the most this year? And do you have some young players coming into this year that maybe hadn't helped in the past, or some new players that are freshmen? What are you looking forward to this year?
Matt, I am very excited about this group. You know, last year we had 7 freshmen, 4 sophomores, 2 juniors, and Ted Kress was our lone senior. We've got all of those guys back with the exception of 3 guys. And so we brought in 2 junior college point guards that I think will be immediate impact guys for us. They're guys who've won at junior college. They've won in high school. They know what it takes to lead a basketball team. JT Thomas is who will start for us at the point. And Devontae Smith will play a lot as well. So those guys will be impact players. But just having all those other guys back with another year under their belt, after last year, we were one of the 20 youngest teams in Division I basketball. Only 6 of us 20 had winning records. Only 4 of us 20 had winning conference records. And and in there with Kentucky, Michigan, and Hartford, I feel like we've got something to build on. We do have a tough non-conference schedule, but I think it'll prepare us for conference play.
Coach, is it hard to believe that you're starting your 11th or you're starting your 12th season?
Man, it flies, Trey. It really does. I mean, I moved here in June of 2000. I was fortunate to be with Porter Moser for those first 3 years, and then he got the Illinois State job, and I was fortunate to be able to stay. Yeah, going into my 11th year as head coach here. I mean, it flies. It's amazing how quickly. I'm sure, you know, sitting here talking to Matt, I mean, it seems like yesterday when he was playing quarterback here at Arkansas.
It does fly. You're right,
time,
Coach.
It goes.
A lot of people wish he was still playing quarterback at Arkansas the way they're playing right now. I'm sure you could look back and say, boy, if I still had a Jake Yancey or, you know, Alan Barksdale, how good could we be right now?
Oh, I'm telling you, you always look back at those former players. And, you know, current players get tired of hearing about former players. I'm sure Matt knows that from up there. And you always refer back to the John Fowlers and Shane Edwards and the Darius Easons and Jake Yanceys and all those guys. But that's what you learn from. And that's what you draw from, that experience over the years. And it's like I always tell my guys, you know, that are with us right now. I mean, do the right things. Do what you're supposed to be doing when you're supposed to do them. And you'll be talked about 3, 4, 5 years from now.
And, Coach, I wanted to ask you now, I heard a little bit about this. Is it the hand check rule? Or how have you done anything different as far as how you've taught your players to play defense a little bit this year?
Great question, Matt. One of the biggest things I think we did different was we had officials in practice more. During our first 21 practices, we had officials in there 7 different times, a third of the time, just to get our guys acclimated to that quick whistle. You have to play defense with your feet. You can't. And I know coaches, we've always talked about that, harped on it, but this year, more so than ever, I think the game is going to be called different, and the game is going to be changed more so than any time in, say, the last 30 years. I mean, if you look back, Matt, there on Monday, Jimmy Dykes sent a tweet out. I thought this spoke right to what we're talking about right here. Last year, there were 11 total games in men's Division I basketball that had a team shoot more than 50 free throws. Friday was the first play-in day for men's Division I basketball, and there were 5 teams that shot 50 or more free throws. I know I talked to Kermit Davis today over at Middle Tennessee, and they beat Southern yesterday, and they shot 55 free throws. I mean,
holy
the teams
cow.
That can drive the basketball are going to get to the foul line. And you've got to be able to strength the floor defensively. You got to be able to close gaps. You've got to be able to guard without your hand.
And like you're saying, at least you have some depth and work on some free throw shooting is what it sounds like. Coach, we appreciate you joining us today, Coach, and good luck to you.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate you guys.